Hello, provider office. Hello.
Hi, thank you for answering. My name is May.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for answering. My name is May. I'm calling from Anthem Provider Service.
Which answer?
I'm trying to reach out to, yes, Anthem Providers.
Yes.
Services.
Yes.
I'm trying to reach to Danny. Last name initial is P for Papa. Is he available?
Danny, right? As you say.
Yes.
Yeah, just a moment. Yeah, Danny. Okay, let me transfer the code to Danny, okay? Right now I'm doing. Hello?
Oh, sorry?
Yeah, I'm transferring the call.
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm transferring the call to Danny right now.
Yes.
Okay, just a second.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah.
Congregate there.
Okay, yeah, same to you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Hi, yes,
hello.
My name is May. Trying to. Hello. Can
yeah,
you hear
hello.
Me?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
My name is May. I'm trying to reach out to them. The last name initial is Peeper Papa.
Yes, yes.
Is he available?
Yes, I am available. Yeah, my name is Danny.
Hi, Danny. So,
yeah.
I am the agent that you spoke to earlier.
Yes, yes, I know. Just a moment. We check, open the claim on my system. Just a moment. Just a moment. Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, just a moment.
Still here, yes.
Yeah, for this claim, denied for the CPT code J1602, right?
Yes, it's question 9 to answer and I'm calling. I just want to confirm this orientation there would be that a doctor's office, correct?
Yes, I am calling for arthritis and osteoporosis center of Northern Virginia.
Okay, so the NBJ code is for intuition therapy, that in doctor's office, correct?
Yes.
And this is not cancer related?
No, it's osteoporosis. It's arthritis and osteoporosis center of...
Thank you for confirming. Just for checking and numbers benefit plan, intuition therapy done in doctor's office is not called under this policy.
Yeah, and I have authorization for that particular drug.
I understand, however, denying an authorization is not a guarantee of coverage of the policy or the service. So based on this, the service itself is not covered under the member's policy. This is not covered.
We have also, just a moment, we can, just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello. Could you please give me the specific region for DINA at J1602?
The call of the reach is J1602.
Yeah.
The service, which is infusion therapy, then in office, is not covered under the members' plan. This is not covered. Policy.
Yeah, but members have authorization for that service.
For the authorization is not a guarantee of coverage. So it does not mean that you have an authorization, the service is covered. That's why it's always like that. To call the members' plan in order for you to check if the service is covered or not. So for this member's policy, the service is not covered under the plan.
Just a moment. Could you please add the authorization number on your note?
Again, even if the authorization is approved of the service, but having an authorization doesn't mean that the service is covered under the plan. Even if you have an approved authorization on file, but the problem is the service itself is not covered. That is the denial of the claim. This is not something to do about the authorization without asking for any authorization. Again, the service itself is not covered under the members' plan.
Could you please give me the benefits for the plan?
Mm-hmm. So then this is for augmentation therapy and the claim of processes in Nutrek and the place of service. The first process is in Nutrek and the place of service is in office. And it shows here that for infusion therapy done in doctor's office, professional billing, this is not covered under the member's plan. No coverage.
Which service is main for this benefit for this plan? Which is main benefit?
Infusion therapy.
Could you spell it?
I for indigo, N for Nancy, F for found, U for uniform, S for Sam, I for indigo, O for Oscar, and then N for Nancy. therapy. That's T for Tango, H for Hotel, E for Echo, R for Romeo, A for Alpha, B for Papa, and then Y, Aki. Infusion therapy.
Okay, not the osteoporosis, right?
No. Well, the code is J-code, which is can either be injection or an infusion. This is for intravenous use, so this is an IV, so that's for infusion. So again, this is an infusion therapy, non-cancer related, done in doctor's office. So for the specific service, again, this is not covered under the members plan. No coverage.
Okay. So infusion therapy is not covered the doctor's office, right?
Correct. Yes.
And not covered the injection.
Where the injection? Let's see.
Yeah, please check because the patient is surgery for J1602 injection. Oversilva, okay, sir.
Amano is already up.
Just a moment. We
this hour is up.
Just a moment. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Hello. We have discussed with my senior, and the members was end of the anthem plan, and anthem plan the members is specific over J1602, which allowed and covered. That's why members has received the authorization for the particular specific code J1602. You say the member is not enrolled, so not covered, but it's not correct because the member is already.
If you disagree with a decision of this kind, you can actually always submit EMA consideration or an appeal. You can submit the reconsideration, then the mailing address we have, or an availability. You need to submit like a supporting document stating that the patient is indeed covered in the risk numbers plan. Yes, as per the internet system, there is no coverage for the specific service. Hello?
Yeah, just a moment. Hello. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I gave the authorization number. Could you please check the authorization, because we have all paper authorization and also.
There is name. Let me locate the authorization on top. Sorry.
Sorry, what are they saying?
I'm currently checking on the authorization on file for the specific code.
Yeah, please check.
So the authorization on file ends with 2242.
Just a moment. Yeah, just a moment. Yeah, 2242, yes.
Authorization on form.
Yeah, it's approved, and we also check on authorization, place of services known, hospital outpatient, and drug is allowed, 250 drug units of allow for the CPT code J1602, and the patient is the first time treatment for the CPT code J1602, and you say the non-covered CPT code, so patient has already give the authorization. So first of all, this is non-covered. So how we can? So it's not possible to get the authorization. It's already covered in the patient medical plan, and we also check the benefits of medical. It's covered, and I have authorization number is UM. Yeah, please check the authorization and please reprocess the claim.
I do have the authorization as well. I just want to make sure this is for infusion therapy done in doctor's office, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then as I mentioned earlier, even if you have an approved authorization on file, this is not a guarantee that the patient is covered. As per checking on the member's plan, infusion therapy done in doctor's office, it's not offered.
Yeah.
If you disagree with a decision, you can submit a reconsideration. I cannot send a claim back for reprocessing without any supporting
document. Yes, it's a supporting document. It's already supporting documents. I have also authorization number, and it's not good for you say it's. You say it's not covered, so how we can get authorization for this date of service? The member's plan is not covered, the CPT codes.
I understand that confusion. I do have the member's account, and I'm currently looking at the member's benefit plan. So at the moment, as I mentioned earlier, inpatient therapy done in doctor's office is not a covered service.
Okay, bye.